top shelf conversation from top shelf gentlemen.
That's a pretty emphatic situation.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Indeed it is. And time now to head out on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our buddy Patrick Murphy with Bucknuts joining us on the program. Patrick, thanks for the time. Let's jump right in on the news over the weekend with Seth Towns. I remember very well from his time at Northland, know what type of player he is, best transfer on the market. Where does he fit as you project into next year's rotation? I would clearly think a starter, but who else is alongside him as you look into your crystal ball?
I think that's the major question, because you lose DJ Carton, who is going to be at the very least your number two point guard. And now this team becomes a very forward-driven team in terms of the lineup. You've got a number of guys from 6'8" to 6'6", in that range there that can, you know, play a couple positions, play the three, play the four. So to me, it seems like Chris Holtmann's probably going to go a lot more positionalist. He's talked about that before in comparing to the NBA, and you know, he's mentioned the Golden State Warriors and how they've played. You know, they don't have the shooting that kind of team does, but they'll be able to do some different things, whether it be Kyle Young at the five, EJ Liddell at the five. Those guys obviously can both play the four. Where does Towns fit? You know, probably at the four, but he could probably also play some three. You know, you obviously have guards like Justin Arns who can play two positions. Musa Jala will be back. They're adding a kid in Zed King who's 6'7". So they'll have some options. You know, it's not going to be a guard heavy team. We'll see, unless they had a graduate transfer or something. Similar ball handlers to what they had towards the end of the season. But remember, they did go on a pretty good run without DJ Carton, and kind of roles were defined and players knew exactly what was expected of them. So you add in, you know, a couple more bigger forwards, and, you know, you'll have to figure out rotations and whatnot, but I think you've got a number of matchups there that'll be interesting.
Yeah. So when you look at this Buckeye basketball team, Patrick, and you say, okay, transfers, guys who had transferred over the year before, it seems like a lot of them are coming off injuries, right? And what's your anxiety level when it comes to this basketball team and saying, well, because look, I'm optimistic. And if everyone's healthy, ready to roll, I'm thinking, gosh, they have depth. They have experience. Coach Holtmann's going to have a really veteran, you know, nice little mix of guys to be able to use to make a run next year. But there's also the pessimistic side where you're like, we're banking on these guys all being 100% healthy, aren't we? I mean, isn't this going to be a lot reliant on these guys being full go and getting back to what they were?
100%. Seth Towns is coming off, you know, a pretty prolonged absence with a knee injury. Suffered it, you know, towards the end of his, I want to say, sophomore season, I guess. And you know, had to recover from that. They weren't sure exactly what it was at first. Had him out, and eventually they figured out it was cartilage damage. And you know, he was able to have surgery. And from everything I've heard, should be good to go. But you know, you are always, you know, cautiously optimistic with that. Justice Suing, who came over from Cal last offseason, obviously had to sit out this past year, but was injured most of the season, got injured in practice. So he's recovering. Musa Jala, who I mentioned earlier, was out and redshirted this year because of an injury. So there's definitely, you know, question marks when it comes to how healthy will these guys be. You know, fortunately, I think we've seen, you know, Kyle Young is another one who obviously was hurt at the end of the year. We've seen this medical staff do a pretty good job when guys have gotten hurt. I don't think it's a pattern. I think it's more, you know, just unlucky situations. But you know, it's definitely something to consider. Fortunately, you know, they have an extended off season, no tournament. They'll get guys in, you know, went this summer, I assume, and you know, evaluate that, I guess, a bit more once guys are, you know, like Seth Towns is on campus. And kind of evaluate where everyone is injury-wise.
Patrick Murphy, Bucknuts, joining us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. You think Holtmann's done in the transfer portal? Or is there another guard on the way? Where does you mentioned the DJ thing, and that was one of the, you know, that to me was tough. He's one of the most fun I've had watching in recent years of a Buckeye play, his ability of what he could be from a ceiling standpoint as a lead guard. Love what CJ provides, but a little bit more dynamic with DJ. Where will he search to find that type of player? Is there one coming in this recruiting class?
It's an interesting situation because, you know, you'd obviously like to add depth there. but you'd like to have a guy who's going to be around for a couple of years too. I mean, you know, there, you know, while DJ had the potential to maybe one day play in the NBA, you mentioned his skills and whatnot, you know, cater towards that. He definitely wasn't a one and done by any stretch of the imagination, even if he had been here the full year. So they were expecting to have, you know, a point guard for the next couple of years in DJ Carton. Could you go out into the transfer portal and find somebody right now who could come in and, you know, allow Dwayne Washington to move back over to the two more prominently? Sure. You know, and they may do that. I haven't heard anything specific about the plan right now, but it wouldn't surprise me if you know, they look at their scholarship limitations, which have gotten a little bit better here in the recent weeks, and say, hey, let's try and recruit another DJ Carton. Let's see if we can find another guy who, you know, we can groom and can come in and be a 2-3, you know, potentially 4-year player here, and, you know, really run this program for the next couple of years. But like I said, I haven't heard anything concrete either way, but that would be the approach that I imagine they take, is try and find somebody and kind of roll with what you have. Because like I said, it worked at the end of the season.
Patrick, thank you so much for your time, bud. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Anytime.